So I'm talking now to 16 and to Clara, who have been involved with this current project in their English lesson. So we'll start with you, 16. Tell us, which of the interviews did you choose and why?
So I chose Grand Sale because I think I was very interested in the chocolate industry and with the ecological purpose they had. I thought that this interview was very interesting to me because she inspired me a lot. The workers of Grand de Sale, they find a way to unite their value of ecology for ecology with their job, which I found very admiring.
So has it inspired you, perhaps, after listening to that, to maybe get involved in something like that, that is ecological?
Yes, it has. It has inspired me because I love the fact that they try their best to work for ecology, to travel with medical equipment for clinics and hospitals in need in New York. And it inspired me because they are working hard to make this little factory grown and become very famous.
So what career plans have you perhaps got after, you know, maybe influenced a little by this or just your own?
It hasn't influenced my choice because I already knew what I wanted to do. Indeed, I want to be an astrophysician, I think, or I'm still hesitating, but I'm trying to do this job today because I am passionate with space and math, physics, which I think are very interesting. And I want to do research because I aim to help people by finding a new technology that will help humanity.
In the future, yes.
In the future.
And I also believe you've applied for the place on the NASA.
Yes.
Course.
Yes, yeah.
How's that going?
So the NASA is a project between 25 nationalities around the world. So we can spend 2 weeks in Houston, in the United Space School. And this was a very unique opportunity for me when I discovered that my high school proposed us to apply for this journey. So I've been selected between around 30 person, and today we are 8 girls to fight for this space. So I hope I will be selected after the overall meeting.
Okay, well, thank you. And I wish you the very best of luck. And we keep fingers crossed because I have met before several of the students who were selected. And when they came back, they were able to talk to us about their experience. So best of luck. And now over to Clara. So I believe you were working together.
Yes, on the interview we were working together.
How did that work out? You were working together. How did that work out? Because you've chosen the same
yes.
One.
We find this interview and this factory very inspiring because it's here in Brittany, so there are people, inspiring people around us. So, and the interview can spotlight a little industry like that, like this. So it was very interesting to work on this project.
And I understand that you're also applying for the place on
yes.
The NASA course. Tell us about that.
So I apply for it, and tomorrow we got a test. So to choose the final person who will go at the NASA.
How many are they looking to choose?
Two, a girl and a boy.
A girl and a boy, wow. So you won't be fighting with each other, will you, if one gets chosen?
It's not a fight, because yeah. We're friends.
Yes.
So
you're friends, okay. That's good. And what are your plans maybe for the future, now that you're working so hard on improving?
I like to work on aerospace, maybe become an engineer or being a pilot. Maybe.
Wow, you'd like to pilot
it? Yeah, piloting is my passion. I I'm already piloting.
Are you?
Yeah.
On a small aircraft.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
It's called a DR-400. It's the name of the plane.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
well
really
done.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where do you fly from?
Saint-Brieuc
right.
Airport, and I went Cap Fréhel also, in Brittany. So we flew over Brittany.
Well,
it was great.
Yes. Fantastic. Golly, I'd love to do that, but I think I'd be too terrified now to. So maybe you'll perhaps one day be a commercial pilot.
I'd like to,
yes.
or maybe work on the army, like a pilot on the army.
So if I'm on a flight going somewhere on a plane and they introduce and they say, your captain today is Clara.
Clara, yes. Maybe.
Well, I'll give you a clap. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
thank
girls.
You.
And very best of luck in whatever you do in the future. And I know that your expert command of English will take you far.
Thank you.
You.